Now there's a question I can't answer. I just didn't like them, and I didn't feel like I was a man, but I couldn't. But I just liked the women. Never mind the men, they were all right, but I didn't care for them. See?
So when you dressed, however you dressed, and when you...
I was always dressing in a suit.
But you knew you were a woman.
Oh, yes, I knew I was a woman. I dressed in a suit with low-heeled shoes. And in those days, people, if they seen you too much with low-heeled shoes on, they think you were queer.
They were right.
See, and they were right. But that didn't stop me from wearing them. And now this, because I know some people would ask me, you wear low-heeled shoes on them? Yes. I said, because my feet's bad. Oh, I had a lie for them. I had it right on.
All the years that you were living with Lillian, and you call each other Mom and Pop, and you joked about those things.
She was when I first met her, she was a duchess. I call her Little Duchess because she was little and cute, you know. And then after she made me mad, and I call her the little bear, and I was the big bear. And all our friends knew us when we hit the Harlem, or hit the Bronx, as the little and big bear. See, all the little cards and everything is sent. They were sent Mr. and Mrs. Bear. So 1940.
You hit the Bronx?
We hit the Bronx, 1943, going on 44. We hit the Bronx, and we moved to 639, and there I met two girls upstairs. One had Francis and Billy. Francis and Billy. And Billy, Francis had three children. Billy had none. Billy was the big cheese. She was the man, see. And we had parties all up there. And next door we'd go to parties. And then the next one I met Florine, she lives around the corner from me now. There's quite a few of them that's still alive.
When you moved someplace, did you know there were lesbians there, or it just turned
out? No, I didn't know there was lesbians there, but the way you find that out is, now when we moved in, I remember, Frances came down and spoke to us, and I said to myself, and I looked at Billy. Billy had on the pants and everything. So they said, where'd you live at? I says, 111th Street. So she says, you don't like Paul, you go to Paul as much? I said, yeah. So of course all they had to do was say a little drink to Lillian, and she was right there. So that's how we got together from one to the other. But I mean, when you find one, you're bound to find everybody else.
What year is this now we're talking about?
Oh, 1943 and 4, like that, and we've been there ever since.
How did the war affect you, the Second World War?
The Second World War, I was in 111th Street. I was an air raid warden. I got my thingamajigs. And then the Miss Bryce, that's the woman's name, Miss Bryce. I think her name is Irene Bryce. And she was a very good-looking little light woman.
Is she a lesbian you're talking about?
No.
Oh.
She was married, but she knew all about it, see. And she wanted me to run for office,
yes, right.
See.
Did you didn't do that, Mabel, because you were a lesbian? Was that one of the reasons you didn't do it?
Run for the office?
Because you were a lesbian?
No, Lillian told me not to. No, because if she says you get in trouble, these people beat you up. Because you're hot-headed. And you'll say things you're not supposed to say. So leave it alone. Okay with me. I left it alone. And then, you see, we moved from Harlem 11th Street, went on Lenox Avenue. And there I met a lot. I met some girls up there. And number 90 Lenox Avenue, that's 122nd Street, moved from 122nd Street to Lenox Avenue and 122nd Street.
What were the jobs these women had? What kind of work?
Well, then the jobs I was doing then, I day's work, and then I had I went in a factory for a while, and then.
And these other women, what were their jobs? The friends that you were meeting, you know, the neighbors.
They had different jobs. One cook, and then the others was chambermaid, and the one is in the hospital, and it was all around.
Did anyone drive a taxi or do anything like that?
No, I remember I met one woman that she would drive a cab because the taxi was hers. I met her, but didn't keep tabs on her, see?
When you said Billy, when you were describing your neighbors, Billy and
Billy and Francis.
Billy and Francis.
They had been together years, see, because Billy has helped Francis to raise them, those children, you know. And
when you said Billy was, quote, the man, did Billy think she was a man?
I don't know.
Just
I didn't ask.
Way?
She looked that
right,
way.
But
and then, of course, she had looked that way and she acted that way.
How do you mean? How did she act?
Well,
she was loving. Wasn't she to the children?
Yeah. Oh, the children adored her. But the Francis, she'd beat the hell out of Francis. Because Francis was fresh. Francis, you know, look at somebody else, see. And she'd get a couple of drinks to her. Francis live up the street from me in a private house. She's bought a private
now
house
you
up
mean?
There. Yeah, now.
Oh, we got it.
I started this. If I get one of these things, I'll send them to France. I met her not long ago on the Grand Concourse. She bought some for me.
Was there a lot of physical violence that you were aware of? A lot of
well, I didn't go around those people. I heard over here, could hear about them. You know, they fight. They go into a club and get half drunk. You look somebody bit. They were knocking you left and right, you know. But then that's how the men find out what they were, see. And the men would say, here come that old bulldiker, and all like that. So I didn't pal around with those people, and I didn't go to the place with them. See, that's why I was running to the theater, and I took up dancing lessons, I took up singing lessons, so I didn't have to be bothered with my
Would you be ashamed people. Then if anyone called you a bulldiger? Would you have been ashamed?
No, because I knew that was the first name that started out. See?
Were you ever ashamed?
And any time someone called you some, rest assured, when they call you that, they know something about it. Not about you, about that. Or else they wouldn't call you.
Were you ever ashamed of being a lesbian, Mabel?
No, I never got around. I never was ashamed, and never got around to people who was ashamed. See, they all mingled in with each other. See, we had lovely times.